Thanks very much, Mikey. That was a fascinating insight into Netflix. Between you and Kevin Spacey, it's just a phenomenon. Next up, we have a different perspective on a success story, emerging success story in this space that is an internet very interesting international story of a company that touches consumers in lots of ways in the entertainment and hospitality space, Las Vegas Sands. Les Ottolenghi is the global CIO of Las Vegas Sands Corporation. He has more than 20 years of experience in high-growth internet-based technology solutions for high-volume technology-dependent organizations. He has had repeated success in developing internet innovation centers and positioning Fortune 500 companies as best-in-class for their technology, products, and customer experience. Recognized as a leading innovator in the IT space, Les has created and licensed several applications for tracking, managing, and analyzing customer data, and has been recognized for outstanding contributions to IT and innovation. Please welcome Les Ottolenghi to Cloud Computing West.
Good morning.
Let me get you fired up. Does that look kind of...
Everybody do me a favor. Can you stand up? My wife is a PhD and doctor, and she'd be very upset if you have any thrombosis. She wants you to circulate your arm and your legs just a little bit. Plus, this is a great way for you to pay more attention to what I'm doing.
Thank you.
We have to stay standing the whole time?
I have to stay standing? No. Please have a seat. Thank you, Marty. Thank you, DCIA, for the invitation to speak today. And thank all of you for being here to listen to what I have to say. First and foremost, show of hands, who knows about the Sands Corporation? Okay. You know that we're in the gaming business, and we're now the largest, most profitable gaming company in the world. And primarily our business, if you check our public filings, comes from Asia. 90% of our business comes from Asia. So we are really an Asian-centric, Asian-focused company. But sort of as a prelude to that, let me just tell you that this last week I had the great privilege of meeting Mike Kale, who is actually the CIO for Netflix. And I can tell you that listening to Mike, the folks at Netflix are probably the smartest guys in the room. We sat down at a Google private conference, and I listened to Mike, and I could have listened to him for 2 or 3 hours. I mean, this is just an amazing team. And they're doing the right things when it comes to cloud computing. They are trying, they're failing fast, they're innovating quick, and frankly, they're coming up with architectures that are some of the most advanced when you look at the way to provision media and entertainment in that space. So I would pay attention further to what is going on with Netflix going forward. My focus today, and you've heard a number of things going on in this particular space from the previous speakers, so I'm going to be a little bit repetitive, but I want to give you a distinct view of how we are looking at this from a commercial aspect, meaning, like, how do we see the market emerging, how do we see certain things changing? And I'll start with media, but I want to give you some background. It's actually supposed to be Tim Jones, sorry. Some background in terms of attributions to the slides that you're going to see. There's obviously a shift in media, then there's a shift in behavior, and there's macro trends that are a convergence of both. At the Sands, we look at these convergence as the media entertainment space, because when you talk about cloud, you're talking about digital, you're talking about media. We as a company do not do online gaming, and we will not do online gaming. However, we do realize that our customer is online and that our customer wants to interact with us online. And they want to make their choices and preferences of the kinds of entertainment they get from the information we provide and therefore from the media that we provide. So we are looking at, when we provide information to our customers, what can we target? Marty mentioned that we do a lot of data analytics. So we look at a lot of data about the patterns of behavior of our customer, whether they are within our four walls at our casino or whether they are in our hotel, entertainment, food and beverage, retail space, and then of course when they're online. And we try to look at the types of things they do. What are they saying? What are they participating in? Are they active participants online, and therefore, can we touch them in those specific environments? So when we look at our clients, we see if they are actually part of the curation of content or they belong to specific social networks. What we found is that there is no standard approach to any of this, particularly when you look across international borders. If you look in North America, there's certain types of behavior that exist that are more long-form types of media. When you look in Asia, you look at much shorter forms of media. So we look at the behaviors that we try to capture and for which we will present a message for an opportunity to be entertained in one of our properties by looking at, in the United States, something much more long form to much shorter form or microblogging, say, in Asia. And since we know that the way that information is being utilized by the consumer online has become more democratized, it's spread out, we look for patterns. So some of the things that we've been creating in the background are actual analytic patterns to look at the behaviors of the particular clients that we might be trying to entertain or engage within our properties. As a result, we find that we can get into their particular platform by actually providing a message that matches exactly what they're talking about in the right place at the right time. And we keep amplifying that message several times. So we are redundant in the messaging that we utilize with our customers. And in that respect, we look for how can we become relevant to them and then to the other people that they're speaking to. So we provide a context, say, for our opportunities to be entertained at one of our casinos or one of our properties by saying, well, you know, we have a special running this weekend, but we also know that it is, for instance, Golden Week in Macau. And it might be something where families want to be part of that. So kids typically, and by law, can't go onto the casino floor. So for that period of time, we'll open up new entertainment opportunities like a big gaming room, a big high-tech gaming room. So any of you have been to the Venetian in Macau, raise your hand. Okay, you've been to the Venetian here in Las Vegas, right? Okay, the Venetian in Macau is 4.5 times the size of the Venetian here in Las Vegas. We average anywhere between, on the retail side, 80 to 100 million people coming through there on an annual basis. So when you look at what we try to do, we expand the opportunity for entertainment and the family into the retail space, but we actually have a special kids' room, which looks nothing like a kids' playground, say at your local mall here, or probably at anything like Circus Circus. It's completely high-tech. It is all Kinect-driven when you talk about the interfaces. It has huge slides that are 3 stories high, and we provide a full entertainment value for the family within the context of gaming. How do we know what's the right thing to do? Well, we look at the data that exists out online amongst the social media sites. But how are we able to really get their attention? Well, we are going across multiple networks concurrently. That is, we have the ability to look at not only the networks, but then engage in a concurrent fashion. So any of you use Hootsuite or anything like that, you know about it, right? Well, we've got an Uber scheduler that allows us to publish out to these multiple systems in a concurrent fashion. And with our pattern recognition, we know what's the right message in the right place to be repeated several times over and over. How can we get to scale? Well, we can't get to scale without cloud. So in doing all of this, we have to have a cloud platform in order to support the massive amounts of data we take in and the massive amounts of data that we publish back out. So right now, as a company, we do not use cloud, for instance, as a means to store any casino gaming data because that's not legal. We have data privacy and compliance laws that we have to be part of and that are part of the regulation, and we really have to adhere to in order to make certain that we're doing the right things. But when it comes to marketing messages, we can put marketing messages in different places, particularly when we're trying to engage somebody for hospitality and not for gaming. Very specific, for hospitality, retail, and not for gaming. So cloud is the only way to scale. So much like Netflix, for us, we're not trying to push movies or television shows or games or anything else. We're trying to push opportunities to be entertained at a physical location so that we get people offline and we get them on board. We get them on board in one of our properties. So precision is absolutely key. So when you look at the critical trends, you see that, you know, there's been mass digital distribution, which we all know. New content entertainment is being discovered via the internet. Massive investment has gone into digital distribution. There is really, as we were saying, I think before, that there is not consumer electronics. There is sort of a cloud electronics happening. And the free media and entertainment is really happening. But for us, the audience is across all of these different systems. So even if we can engage them through social media, we also have to figure out how to engage them on different platforms. Again, getting into those platforms, over-the-top TV, whatever it may be, it has to be through the cloud. We cannot reach scale unless we're there. So as you see the rise of sort of lean-back technologies, and I really like, by the way, I mean, there was a statement made earlier that, you know, who's going to, the consumer cloud thing hasn't happened, but I actually kind of see the Google Chromecast and Netflix and stuff kind of being that thing, starting that way. Because if you look at the use of tablets in the home, and we watch this all the time, we see that as people start to lean back, if we could find our way into the conversation between devices and the connection point, we have actually a very good spot. And the mass intelligence that we're gaining actually lets us start to articulate which spot we're supposed to be in. Like, where do we need to be in the conversation or in the chain of conversation that occurs between device and the user? So as we see that there's more and more information and that a lot of media is becoming, if you will, free when it's not on a subscription basis, we think that there is this sort of choreography between data, cloud, where people are online, and the message that we have to send to them to move them to a physical location. And as long as we can choreograph that properly, we stay relevant and we stay in the game. And without the cloud, we really can't do that, because if we're not in the cloud, we can't actually connect ourselves to the additional sources, services, and stuff that none of us have thought about, like this statement about how the Xbox One is going to have all these massive servers and so on. We can't connect to any of those environments unless we're in the cloud. If we try to do it on-prem or we do it anywhere else, it's just not going to work, and we won't scale as well. When we look at the final sort of the pieces of this, to us, everything is a small niche. So even if you have a large segment of a population in Asia or North America wanting to go do something, each one of them wants to do something a different way. Anybody play Baccarat? You know much about the game? Okay, simple enough game, right? Okay. However, if you look at Baccarat and you go to, say, Macau or go to Singapore, there could be a line of people around a Baccarat table 20 deep, each of them wanting to play the game their own way, thinking their own way. What we've come up with is ways to message them in real time while they're playing the game and while they're standing around the table to include them into an additional virtual game. So if they're on their mobile device inside of our premises, we can do that. But we can't do it unless we know exactly what they're about, what they want, and where they are in the game. So as we niche out our considerations of the behavior by one of our consumers or patrons, we get into sort of the semantics. Like, what can we tell them next? If they decide they want to go get a drink or they want to go get some food, and by the way, in Asia, people who gamble typically do not drink alcohol while they're gambling. They drink tea, and we serve them green tea most of the time. So they're very focused on it. Here in the United States, the semantic is very different. You'll find, unfortunately, sometimes people passed out in the casino, right? But in Asia, it's very, very different, and it's a very serious luxury or serious leisure time activity. So at 3 a.m. in one of our six properties in Macau, you'll see the casino floor packed. Just quick story anecdote is that my first trip there, a few months ago, I was off of my schedule by 12 hours. So it was 3:30 in the morning. I woke up, went downstairs, expected to find nobody, casino floor packed. I was trying to edge my way around it so I could go eat breakfast at 4 a.m. in the morning. Here at 4 a.m. in the morning, there's nobody in the casino. And the difference is you have to understand what that means. What is that behavior? Is North America more like a nightclub and Asia is more like a casino that we used to understand and know? Or is the casino environment and the gaming environment, the hospitality and retail environment in Asia more of a leisure time activity, and then one in the United States is more of an escapism activity? So there are a lot of semantics around that once we look at the data. And we cannot get that way. We cannot get very good at that unless we use the cloud. So I'll try to make this quick for the rest of my slides, because I know we have limited time on this, and I had a lot of slides for this presentation. But we are now looking at personalized, localized presentation, meaning can we do a presentation that would be effective for a person once they go to our room? Can we make the room smart? Can we make the room Android ready? Can we make the room iOS ready? So that when the person goes to the room, we're presenting them something in the way that they want on the device that they want. And again, effectively getting that amount of information has to utilize the cloud. I'm just going to skip forward here just real quickly to a slide I want to make sure we hit. So this sort of gives you a sense of how we look at the macro view of things. Entertainment distribution or media distribution has moved in a traditional value chain from supplier to consumer, but really out when you integrate the internet into a C2C commerce. So this is the last part of an equation that requires the cloud for us to figure out. How are our patrons helping each other buy stuff from us or engage in entertainment? So if we were to, for instance, in North America, have a tech stop or a genius bar where someone could learn to play a game, and that game might be Baccarat, it might be, you know, roulette, might be blackjack, whatever it is, would we be able to create a social environment after that in which those patrons would be able to reinforce that behavior with each other and look at the things that they like the best out of that behavior? Yes, potentially so. They could pass along a lot of information. They could provide reinforcement for getting back together and coming to one of our properties. Or they could loop it in next time they're here on business and not on pleasure and actually do some more gaming or do something from an entertainment point of view. The point around that is that, again, we can't scale unless we're able to use cloud computing platforms. So for us, the big question is, can we go to social commerce? Can we use cloud effectively? And within social commerce, can we define who our true buyer is, and then who our true advocate is, and then what those patterns of behaviors look like that lead them into our property? So with that, and I would like to participate on the panel later today, Marty, but unfortunately I have some things I've got to do back at the office today. But if we had, how many more minutes do I have? Yeah, perhaps if you wanted to grab me here at the break for some questions, then I would be happy to do that.
If I have a question, does the whole audience have to hear the answer to versus getting some coffee and talking to them privately?
Okay, so. All right, thank you very much for your attention today.
We'll start our break, we'll resume exactly at 10:45 in here, and we'll hear from Microsoft, and then Rackspace, and then we'll bring the panelists, etc.